The 67th Masters Golf Tournament finally teed off today after 10 months of controversy and one day of delay. The 10 months centered on the Augusta National Golf Club's historic refusal to admit women. The one day was about rain. Joining us now is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. And Stefan, let's talk about golf first. Tiger Woods was the undisputed favorite going in, but he got off to a pretty rough start today.
Yeah, he did. He had real trouble on the first hole. He had to chip in from 40 feet away to save bogey, one over par. But over the course of the 4 days, the Tiger should be back in the hunt. This course is designed to his strengths, and the rain actually helps him out a lot because he hits the ball very far and very high, and that's an advantage when other golfers' balls are going to be getting stuck in the mud.
In this case, 4 days' worth of golf crammed into 3 days because of the rain delay yesterday. Well, that's enough about golf. Now let's get on to women's rights advocate Martha Burke and Augusta National Chairman Hootie Johnson and the debate over admitting women to Augusta National.
You know, this started last summer when Martha Burke saw a story about Augusta and the fact that it did not allow any women into the club. She sent off a pretty benign letter to Hootie Johnson, the chairman. He rifled back, however, that they would not change their policies at the point of a bayonet, and it just steamrolled from there. In recent days, Hootie said at his pre-tournament press conference that if I drop dead this second, the club would not change its policies. And the controversy is just going to continue through the weekend. Yeah. Martha Burke is saying that she is now going to target corporations whose executives belong to Augusta. She's going to target corporations that have been involved in working with the business side of the event. And she's going to have a protest, and there'll be counter-protests as well this weekend.
So explain how we got from that point, over my dead body, a strong note to follow from Hootie Johnson, to the strange spectacle I gather we'll see this weekend of the Masters on television with no commercials at all. It'd be like watching golf on PBS.
It will.
Without the fundraising.
And CBS didn't carry that many commercials to begin with. There were only four per hour last year, which was actually an increase. The reason for that is that Augusta wields extreme control over its sporting event. It believes that commercialism is crass. It does not want it on its grounds. It doesn't want it on its air. Therefore, it controls every aspect of the tournament, including the commercials and what's in the commercials in the past. This year, in order to shield the companies that it does business with, IBM, Coke, and Citigroup, the only three sponsors and the only commercial advertisers on the broadcast, Augusta said, we're not going to allow any sponsors, no commercials. And they're able to do that because this is an extremely rich club. They don't need the revenue that they would get from a network or the revenue from the sponsors in order to operate this tournament.
But isn't somebody taking a bath on a weekend telecast on Saturday and Sunday afternoon with no commercials?
No. In fact, Augusta will make sure that CBS's production costs are met. And that's about all CBS gets out of it in terms of the financial benefit. So what you've got in this case is that CBS does this because of the prestige value of being a partner with what they believe to be the greatest golf tournament out there. It generates tremendous ratings, even if Tiger Woods isn't in the hunt. And the prestige of being associated for CBS and the other companies lies in the fact that they can entertain clients and sort of bask in the reflected glow of Augusta.
So commercials or no commercials, big money hasn't forsaken the tournament.
No, they still have to run the event. IBM is still the technology provider. They're doing the website. They're doing the scoring system at the course. Coke is still pouring out of the taps. The Masters has an agreement and has had one for decades with a local bottler down there. The idea for the companies is to try to stay in the background now in the hopes that this is going to blow over down the road and the controversy will abate and the Masters will go back to normal.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.